Beginning the current daf says about becoming daf lama hey beginning based beginning today's master beginning the gemara says this tells us chalukim lof chaver about sumchas that the colleagues disagree with sumchas and that we learn from the halacha of our mishnah which says daf can be chi hagam the plug sumchas it specifically is to be kiss if someone disagrees should all this topic be davar where yeah it's appropriate to not be sure about what's going on now but he the gemara but mitzvah daf kof aman alf the machlo par bechamar when someone swaps a cow for a donkey. That's their barter. And someone sells his maidservant and gives birth. Regarding all those where you don't know where and when they gave birth. So in those, that's different. That's below tainaisim. That's without their claims. So it's appropriate for the courts not to know what the situation is. Okay. But so those are the type of situation that we're describing that there's a suffix. But things that the suffix ba'alpi devreim, and it's only because of their words, that's just there's like polygamy. Because someone doesn't disagree. In our Mishnah, but they but see that he disagrees. But if the suffix is without even what it's only because of their claims, someone does not disagree because the Rilman Damar. Because according to one that says later on in the Gemara, Amar Simchas Afilu Bari Bari, Simchas says his teaching that even when they both definite claims that they're going to be achleiku, Atu Imamod Mechaveira, you think, wait, if a guy says to his friend, Tablazur Sha'ata Labush Shalihu, you know that jacket you're wearing? It's actually mine. Miyam Simchas Chalkum, would Simchas say that you divided? We're saying Maksim Talas, to be holding a Talas. Amar the Gemara says, if they're coming in front of us, one guy's holding on to the other one's trying to grab the other end of it. He agrees it's nothing. It's only when, without their words, we would have a suffix. Then we're going to say Chalkin, but obviously not just because of his claim. Say, hey, this is mine. Oh, yeah, okay, you say. Oh, okay, we'll be Chalkin. That doesn't make sense. Then he says, Master Ben Zigmara, Night Mastin Bari Bari. How do you know I'm just talking about Bari Bari? So he's interpreting. He said, "Wait, Echama, where did he say the Masin Bari Bari that our mission is when both are definite claims? Even Shem Dama, if it's because he said Amasum Kesum Kesum says Allah Chafele Bari Bari, well, Hayin Mishum, that's the Eloi Amasum Kesum Bari Bari. That's if he wouldn't say by Bari Bari, Laha Yochla Daktim Mishnah the Chalkim, that you wouldn't be able to infer from the Mishnah that that the Chalukim should be the Girsa. That must look me by Bari Bari with the Brakol." Because then you would have been able to explain that, oh, it's Bar-Bar, according to everyone. So what are you asking on him? It's only because of the inference from the Mishnah. There's some things you can say, yes, no, this is what the Gemara is saying. Might must need Motzilor Lekalab Bar-Bar. How could you even entertain to say that Mishnah would even be talking about Bari-Bari? Dilma Bar-Bar, Shema, Dafkar, maybe it's specifically talking that one's a Bar, one's a Shema. And then something like the Gemara says shortly, the Dereshu Dim the Seifa, Dereshu is similar to the case of the Seifa, the Ketani, where we learned Zelim Aloy Ki. That which is now, so this is really should be actually the end of Tisus, and this should be like a new Tisus, as some bring on the Gilead, that that's the way it should be. So that was the Gemara's question, but you're right, it's not really, he didn't say definitively, he was just saying, but that's how you're saying the Mishnah could be Bari Bari, how you even entertain that. But then, Diktani, we said, oh, Za'oim Aloiki. So this is really, it is a continuation, but in a way it's not, but it's saying that, oh, that it's, because it's a bari, because it says no, like he sounds like a bari, and so they're both bari, so it's bari bari. But says Taisa Avagav, even though the parakamatik subis on David Bezim and Bezim, and over there in Taisa the Maslan Bahu, Tan we learn the Mishnah Bahuim a loyki el Ashlor Sicha Nenas. No, this daughter of yours before I even was engaged, she was already violated. But you make a mekatayis, and it was a mistaken acquisition. Now Mukha Asim, there it's obvious that the Hainu Shema. That it means maybe. So how are you proving that our Mishnah is bari bari from saying loiki? So it says no. Hasam like lemiti. That's because you can't make an error to think that it means bari. Shein abal ragel leida. That's not how's he supposed to know this? He's saying maybe. So therefore they just use the terminology of loiki. Maybe lo have a mistake like he shouldn't just have a terminology loiki. You can make a mistake to think that it means bari, and therefore saying loiki means that means that he was saying bari. Next to Smat begins the Gemara, Holy Messi Raya, Shakos. So it's not like, okay, if it doesn't bring a Raya, he takes Kedama Mazik the way the Mazik says. When Torah says, how does the Gemara know this deed? Kedama Holy Messi Raya, maybe means if it doesn't bring Kedama Shakos, it doesn't take anything. Yeshua says, when he says, no, the Lashna Maitzi Mashma, the word that Hamitzi Mechval of Raya, sounds like the Mashma, but Lahitzi Zach Raya, what he's trying to collect, he has to prove. Ama Mashu Maitala, what the defendant admits. Lo, he doesn't have to. So see clearly that he would take Kedama Mazik. Now, the Kamund, the Mashani later on, the Gemara answers, Ro, Lita Bain, no, it means that it's appropriate for the day, but he doesn't. That's when the guy doesn't grab. But when he grabs, he does have. It's appropriate to say specifically the terminology hamaitzi, because when you're not being hamaitzi, then it does have a different halacha when you're already tafas. Let's say this refutes Rabbi Nassim, who says tanachid ma'id lebesayim is potter. Why don't you say it's like Rabbi Gamliel? Don't make sure it's on the end. He says it's supposed to be Mem and Aleph. And Tosef over there in the Mask of Haida discusses this. So Tanakhama says, yeah, you're right, you're going to be Patrim. So what's difficult? Maybe it's going like the Mandama Hold the Chayv. But Shem says, you can say, no, you have to look like Rabban. You're right, you could have said that, but we were trying to say that it could even be like the opinion of the Rabbanan. Well, Vaidisham, another approach you could say is the Rabban, Nasan Amr Milse Kakuli Alma. No, he actually said his teaching according to everyone. Because actually, everyone holds your pater. This Rimlil holds your chayiv, it's only a chayiv and oath. Because if you think that, yeah, he holds it, okay, if you admit to this, that's what you're obligated to pay. So, another Rabban Nassan, so where did Rabban Nassan know the Rabban Pligi Lebaha that they disagree on this point? Maybe they only disagree regarding the oath, the Siv Qizeh, which is the Be'in and Haidom and Minatayna, that the Mishnah has to be from the type of the claim. And that's in the context of the Shavua. You would not know that's what this is disagreeing about because it could be regarding the Shavua. If also chayv on the payment of the Seirim itself, and the Chidim begin to say that no, the Rabbi Nosson Sabar that he holds the high time of the Padre on the Shavua. That the reason why the Rabbi holds that he parted from the Shavua Lahabinam Hador would not also be an admission. To be liable for the barley. In other words, because you'd say that, yeah, one is dependent on the other, so obviously that's the same reason, that because you're not obligated, so you're not obligated in the oath. So it says, halas, that's not true. So I'm sure the only Gemara says it with the end of Mem and Beis in Shavuos, if the guy claims both barley and wheat, and he admits to one of them, potter, he's going to be exempt. Everyone agrees that you're liable for at least what the claim was that he admitted to. And a full achi put meshvua until he's done from meshvua. So obviously you see that they're not dependent one on the other. What we see is that obviously it's possible that you can be put from meshvua, even though you can be chayim teshlumin, and the svaras don't depend one on the other. So akachinil the rabbi van nusin the cool alma putman meisarim. Yeah, you're right. He held that according to everyone, you put from the value of the barley. The mashmalei the svaru who shu putter. It seemed logical to him that you can be exempt. Kimishalit lechein chayim leisarim because he admitted to him that he's not obligated to him. Barley, the claimant, umachle, and he pardons him. And therefore, ubeshvua daf kaplegi, their dispute is specific regarding the oath, ibeina mimina taina, if has to be from the type of the claim itself of the shvua of my demixis. And that's why this answer says the question why you couldn't say it's like Rimlil, because Rimlil, who holds chayiv, is only regarding the shvua, but not regarding the payment. Next test, not to begin the gemara, but the seif and izik shema, umazik bardi, so reishinami vachulu, vamasumchas vachulu. But says on the Seva Gufa like a Mefer, but you can't ask from the Seva itself. We're just comparing to the Seva to the Reisha, but the Seva itself you can't ask. Because you could say, Kivan the Ikah Hidab Mixes, since it's a partial admission, Shari Moidish Akotin Ezekiel Chalpachas, which this is obviously alluding to what Tais's question is, which is the same question that we have in the Reisha that you have a tiny Shema of the Nizik and then the tiny Bari of the Mazik. How could Simchas hold that you have such a thing of Yachleku? So Tais's Bavri says, well, why don't you ask the same question on the Sefer? So that's they saying no, because you could say Kibnikai Dub and Mixes, there is a partial admission. So he admits at least that the small one at least damaged. So you could say, but they come as some Kalukin, that maybe some will hold that you do split it. Avgav the Nizik Kama Shema, even though the Nizik says maybe Umazik Amabar, and he says definite. And that's why the one's not asking from the Sefer. Then since they're going to say the name Bari Bishama Bari Adiv, why don't you say that, what do you mean? When someone's definite, someone's a maybe, that you say that one that's definite is better. Could they come here because of the because of the guy says, look, you have 100 of my dinar by you. Allah says, anything he says, I don't know. So we see that you do say bari adif. So why wouldn't you say the same thing over here? Someone says, no, that's my bari type. That's what's called, and we'll discuss this later on in the government of the it's called a good definite claim. Why? It's really. There's no indication for us to say a lie because the other guy can know if he's lying. So from the fact that he's making a definite claim, it would seem to indicate that he's saying the truth because I'm saying something that you could refute. But Hashem ain't the type, and the guy who says maybe he's not such a good one, doesn't remember if he owes money to the guy. It seems to indicate that he is liable to him. So that's why you say bari adam. But halacha over here, bari shalagru. This guy's bari is inferior because she did b'chavir shenyachlech. So he knows the other guy can't refute him, because it wasn't there. L'kach tam bari for having a definite claim. By the time the this guy was saying maybe l'vishal remez because didn't see what happened, and so that doesn't even indicate that he's at fault. The kachleim in bari adam. Therefore, that's why we're not going to say in this case bari b'shem and bari adam. Next, just matter begins with the word the gemara leish b'mazik shema. The reish is talking about where the mazik is. Maybe. Tell me if you can say b'haloiki katani. Didn't you say that when you say the words loiki, it's saying a bari? So how are you saying it's when the mazik shema? And he says, no, it's not the case. You tripped on the stone. You say the bari nami ari. You're right. It's also talking about by this case of bari and bari. But this halacha was also said in the case of when the mazik claimed shema. And the Nizik says, a bari, so by bari, Simchus agrees, the Mazbek Lover, right? It's only disagreeing regarding Shema B'Shema. And that so although the wording in the Mishnah is also including the case of when both claim bari, but it also includes the case of the Mazik saying Shema.